With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota Department of Health officials are reporting 76 new COVID-19 cases and 3 additional deaths. That brings the statewide total to 2,525 COVID-19 cases, 173 hospitalizations, and 21 deaths. All the deaths occurred in Minnehaha County. 818 of the total are active cases. 1,686 people have fully recovered, and 69 people are currently hospitalized. A union representing employees at the Smithfield Pork Processing Plant in Sioux Falls says it will partially reopen Monday. This comes after the plant shut down more than 2 weeks ago because of a coronavirus outbreak that infected hundreds of employees. The United Food and Commercial Workers local chapter says about 250 employees have been asked to report to the Smithfield Foods plant to staff 2 departments, ground season pork and night cleanup. The union was informed on Thursday about the partial reopening. More than 800 employees of the plant have confirmed infections. The State Board of Regents says all South Dakota public universities and the special schools for deaf and visually impaired students will reopen with in-person classes this fall. Schools are now offering online classes to reduce the spread of COVID-19. All public institutions in the state will continue with online-only classes through the summer. Dakota State University President Jose Marie Griffith says things may look different in the fall.
We are looking at perhaps we should space our classes out a little bit more across the day, maybe start at 7 instead of 8 and go on into the evening. We have to look at how places where students would typically congregate, so how are we going to manage dining services, meal services? We may do more pick-up prepackaged meals rather than going through the line in the typical cafeteria style.
Griffith says each campus has the authority to make their own operational adjustments. She says DSU is exploring how to distribute personal protective equipment and hand sanitizer for the fall semester. Tuition and student fees will not increase next year. The latest survey of supply managers in the 9-state region of the Midwest and Plains shows many have hope for a rebound this year. This is despite the survey's other indices that show the coronavirus pandemic has knocked the economy in Middle America for a loop. The Mid-American Business Conditions Index plummeted from March's 46.7 to 35.1 in April, which is the lowest reading since February 2009. But the Confidence Index, which gauges supply managers' economic outlook for the next 6 months, rose to 45.5 from March's record low 14.5. In South Dakota, the state's overall index fell 10 points from March's 47.4 to 35.9 in April. Any score above 50 suggests growth, while scores below that number indicate decline. The survey covers South Dakota and 8 other states in the region. President Donald Trump says he will attend a July 3rd fireworks show at Mount Rushmore National Memorial. The National Park Service recently approved the event after an environmental review. Trump made the announcement in an interview with the Dan Bongino Show podcast. In the interview, Trump repeated his assertion that there's no wildfire risk from the fireworks because the monument is stone. But past shows did spark wildfires. In 2009, the Park Service ended the shows because of the fires. A chemical in the fireworks was also polluting water, and debris from exploded fireworks shells littered the grounds. Officials have not said how many people might be allowed to attend the fireworks show. There are no details from state or federal officials about any precautions against the spread of COVID-19. Past shows attracted thousands of people. South Dakota's Red Ribbon Skirt Society will hold a webinar this year to acknowledge the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. Organizers want the online event to draw attention to the lives that are lost each year. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
For the past few years, an annual memorial walk has commemorated the high number of Indigenous women, children, and Two-Spirit, or LGBT people, who experience violence, are missing, or are murdered. Lily Mendoza runs the Red Ribbon Skirt Society.
It's still a major issue, and it's something that we can't forget. You know, I think we all are wrapped up in this pandemic, of course, which we need to be and be aware of what's going on. And I just don't want us to kind of forget this epidemic as well, and to make sure that we're still remembering those stolen sisters.
Speakers at the video event include a Two-Spirit human trafficking survivor and Lauren Shad, a Lakota professional volleyball player and MMIW ambassador in Europe. Mendoza offers ways for people to remember and honor victims at home.
Building a prayer altar in their homes, putting together a flower garden, maybe hanging out a red dress on May 5th. And if they don't have a red dress, whatever they feel comfortable to be able to put out, you know, maybe on their door, in a tree, maybe share a meal that day in memory of a missing and murdered Indigenous girl or woman.
The group is partnering with a youth leadership program from the Division of Indian Work in Minneapolis. Mendoza says there are plans to expand the Rapid City-based society.
We're going to go ahead and introduce our first Young Women's Red Ribbon Skirt Society, which will be out of Minneapolis, so they can begin this work as well. We hope to put that in place and encourage other organizations that work with young women to begin to organize those Red Ribbon Skirt Societies as well.
The meeting is open to the public on a video chat platform, which allows up to 100 people to join. Lily Mendoza plans to record it and release it online. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.